I like that. Okay, good morning, everyone. We're starting a new Masechta today, and a new Masechta means a new sponsor. The weekly shiur for Maseches Chagiga is sponsored by Yitzwai CPA. I'm reading from the sheet, who always strives to make the results of your tax filings a good reason for a Chagiga. The weekly breakfast is sponsored by Bagel Munch, Lilo Nishmas Shimon Ben Zev, and Fege Bas Chaim. And we're starting fresh with Daf Beis at the very top. So the Pasuk says in Shmos Perek Chaf Gimel, as Rashi points out at the top, Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana Yeirae Kol Zuchorchas Pnei Adon Hashem. Three times a year, we have a special mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel, thank you, of going up to Yerushalayim from wherever you are to the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel includes also a component of a karban. There's a mitzvah of the Olas Re'iyah, there's karbanos Chagiga that you bring, there are various karbanos that you bring on the Shalosh Regalim. And so our Masechta, at least at the beginning, is going to talk about those. And we start off with the Mishnah that says, HaKol Chayavim Be'Re'iyah, everyone, all Jews, are chayav in the mitzvah of re'iyah, of going to the Beis HaMikdash, of going to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim, except for the following. Chutz mecher yeshot v'katan. Before we get into the exceptions, it's noteworthy that Rashi says that this mitzvah, that this Mishnah is talking about the mitzvah of going to Yerushalayim, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel itself. Tosfos points out that the Mishnah is not only encompassing the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, of going to Yerushalayim, but also the mitzvah of Olas Re'iyah, of the bringing the Karban Ola that you bring when you go to Yerushalayim. So that's just a small difference between Rashi and Tosfos here. So HaKol Chayav Be'Re'iyah, everyone is Chayav to go to Yerushalayim, Chutz Mecheresh Shota V'Katan, except for a Cheresh. A Cheresh usually, in Kol HaTorah Kula, usually in Shas, when we refer to a Cheresh, we're talking about a deaf mute, someone who can't speak and who can't hear. We're going to see that might be a little different in this Mishnah. We'll see that in Amud Beis. So hold that thought. A shota is someone who is a bardeya, someone who doesn't have a capacity, intellectual capacity. He's intellectually, he's developmentally disabled. Or disabled. V'katan and a katan, a person under the age of mitzvos. V'tumtum v'androgynous. A tumtum is someone who has ambiguous genitalia, someone we're not sure whether they're male or female. Androgynous is someone who has dual genitalia, where they have the simanim of both a male and a female. Vinashim, women. Vavadim, and slave. Vavadim she'ena meshuchram, unfreed slaves. Unfreed slaves. Usually in Shas, we know that an eved she'ena meshuchram, an eved, has the status of a woman. So here too, an eved she'ena meshuchram, an unfreed slave, an unemancipated slave, is in the same bucket as the woman, doesn't have the mitzvah of Olas Re'iyah. Hachiger, someone who is lame, like disabled in some way. Vehasuma, someone who's blind. Veachola, someone who's sick, so sick that he can't make the trip. Vehazakein, someone who's elderly, so he can't make the trip. Umisheino yachol. And someone who can't make it to Yerushalayim. Actually, Rashi says Yerushalayim la'azara. Someone who can't make the trip from Yerushalayim to the Azara. Someone who can't make that short distance. So he's pater from the mitzvah of Olas L'Re'iyah. Fine. So all these people are pater from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Now the Mishnah is going to define Ezahu Katan. What's considered a Katan that doesn't go to Yerushalayim is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Kol she'eino yachol lirkov aksevav shel aviv uvelalos Yerushalayim l'harabai is divrei beis shammai. So it's important to know, as Rashi points out now, any katan is going to be mufka from the mitzvah d'oraisa, just like any katan generally doesn't have a mitzvah d'oraisa. He's not mechuyev in mitzvahs until he reaches the age of 13 for a boy, 12 for a girl, or riyas simanim, whatever it is. The Mishnah here is talking about at what age is this katan obligated to go to Yerushalayim because of the mitzvah of chinuch, meaning chinuch starts at various points depending on the mitzvah. Here the Mishnah is going to say, what's the age of chinuch for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? And so Beis Shammai says it's once you can go on your father's shoulders, so then your father can take you, and you can effectively do the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel because you can be carried by your father. That's Beis Shammai. Uveis Hillel Omrim, Koshen Yochel Lechos B'Yado Shel Aviv V'Lalos Mirushalayim L'Harabayis. So Beis Hillel says, no, you have to actually be able to walk on your own. It's not good enough to be held by your father. You're not really doing anything like Aliyah Regel if you're being held by someone. It's once you're able to walk on your own 2 feet that you are able to kind of mimic the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel, and at that point you become Mechuyav in the mitzvah al tzchina. Shenemar Shalosh Regalim, because we know that this mitzvah is all about walking. Shalosh Regalim, it's a mitzvah of walking. So as Rashi points out, the idea here is v'kevan de gadol pater min haTorah katan la'bar chinuchil, meaning a gadol who can't walk is pater min haTorah. So the mitzvah of chinuch parallels the mitzvah that would apply to a gadol. So if the katan can't walk yet, he's not even in the parsha of chinuch. It's interesting that the Sefer Sharim Mitzvah Baruch points out that this concept of the mitzvah of chinuch for this mitzvah kicking in at the time that you're physically able to perform this mitzvah is consistent with the way we understand generally when the mitzvah of chinuch kicks in for other mitzvahs. The Gemara in Sukkah says that a katan becomes mechuyev in the mitzvah of lulav when he is able to be menanea the lulav. It says, right, the Gemara in Sukkah says, katan hayodeu menanea chayev belulav. Hayodeu yisatev chayev betzitzis. Once a katan can responsibly wear a beged of tzitzis and not soil them, that's when he becomes chayev in tzitzis. Hayodeu lishmar tefillin. Once someone becomes of the age where it's appropriate for him to have the proper das to wear tefillin, that's when he becomes mechuyev in tefillin. So it's not like there's a strict cutoff age of a certain age. The only time where we see an age is in Maseches Yuma, he points out, where the Gemara that says there says Chiyuv Inui Bekatan Ukven Shmona Utisha, where the Gemara specifically delineates numbers of age, you know, numbers of years, and that's as he points out, it's because that's Talay in Brias Gufo, in the physical maturity, whether he's able to withstand fasting appropriately. And so that's something that you could approximate with numbers more, whereas the other things are more developmentally, educationally, when it's appropriate for him to be minanei aluav, here when it's appropriate for him to be olal regel by walking. So
the three or four-year-old can start walking on their own.
Yeah, it could very well be. A 3 or 4-year-old can start walking, and he's already chayev in the mitzvah of olal regel, whereas Beis Shammai would say you're already chayev at age 2 because your father can carry you. Okay. And then finally, the Mishnah finishes off by saying, "Beis Shammai Omrim Hariya Shtei Kesev." Now we're talking about specifically the Karbanos. So Beis Shammai says, "Hariya Shtei Kesev Achagiga Ma Kesev." Says that the Riya, the Olas Riya, you have to bring a Karban that's worth at least 2 Kesef, and the Chagiga 1 Kesef. Beis Hillel Omrim the opposite, "Hariya Ma Kesev Achagiga Shtei Kesev." The Gemara is going to get into this later in much more detail, but for now that'll suffice. Okay. So then the Gemara now says, is going to pick up on the first word of the Mishnah, and the Gemara says, HaKol Asuye Mai. Usually, when a Mishnah starts with the word HaKol, with an expansive, sweeping word like HaKol, everyone is Chayev in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, it's signaling to us that it's coming to include someone who you might not think was Chayev in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So Gemara says, HaKol, this sweeping word of HaKol is La'asuye Mai. What's that coming to include? La'asuye mi shechetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin. It's coming to include someone who has the status of a half eved and a half ben chorin. He's not fully an eved, he's not fully a ben chorin. He was half freed, he was half enslaved. He's half and half. And even he is chayev in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And when the Mishnah later on says that Avadim are Peturin, that's only a full-fledged Eved, but someone who's only half an Eved is still Chayev. That's what the Gemara suggests.
How can one become only half an Eved?
The Gemara elsewhere talks about kind of the mechanisms where that happens, where you might have been owned by two people and you're Meshuchar by one and things like that.
Your right half goes off and does what he wants, and the left half can't go anywhere.
Right. So the Gemara says, so that's what it's going to include. Someone is half of an Evan, half of Ben Chorin. That he is still Chayiv in the midst of Re'iyah. Uravina, but what about Ravina, who's going to say on Daf Dalet, he's going to get into a discussion about when it says Avadim in the Mishnah, what's that coming to describe? So Ravina, the Amar Michet Shechetzio Eved Vechetzio Ben Chorin, Pater Min Ariyah. So Ravina, who says that someone is half enslaved, half free, is Pater from Ria, is not Chayev. So then how is he going to explain what the sweeping language of Hakol, what does that come to include? It can't include a Chetzio Eved, Chetzio Ben Chorin, because he's Pater. So what's he coming to include according to Ravina? How are we going to learn it? Hakol Asiyemai, La'asiyei Chiger B'yom Rishon, V'nispashet B'yom Sheni. Someone who was a lame on the first day of the regal, right? Typically your regalim are, let's say, 7 days or 8 days. So someone who was lame on the first day, but then he healed by the second day. So does the fact that he missed out, that he was in the putter category on the first day, mean he's out for the whole count? Or can he come to Yerushalayim on the second day and you bring a karban or be mekayim in the mitzvah of aliyah or regel at that point? And so the Mishnah here, according to Ravina, or according to Ravina's, is coming to include that chigur b'yom rishon mispazi shir b'yom sheni. If you healed on the second day, you can still be mekayim in the mitzvah of aliyah or regel. That's what Akol is coming to teach you.
He's talking about the second day. We're talking about Israel. They only hold the one day.
Yeah, this is already Chol Moed.
The last day.
No, it's Chol Moed. Yeah, it's the second day of the 7 day series of, and you could bring. There's a concept of tashlumin, meaning if you didn't bring that olas l'ri'iyah on the first day, you could bring it on the second day or third day or fourth. You could bring it straight through till the seventh day. And so we're saying that even if you missed the opportunity on day one, because you were out of the picture, you were a chiger, you can still come on the second day and bring that karban and be mekayim mitzvah of aliyah or regel. So the Gemara then says, Hani chaluman di amar kuan tashlumin zela zeh. That works according to, there's going to be a machlokas on Daf Tes as to what the status is of those makeup days, the ability to bring a karban olas l'ri'iyah on those on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What's the status? So if you hold that kulun tashlumin zeh lazeh, that each one makes up for the other, meaning that there's an individual separate chiyuv that attaches to each separate day, so then that makes sense. You might have been a chiger on day 1, but on day 2, you're not a chiger anymore, you're healed, and so therefore you can bring that karban on day 2, or if you heal on day 3, you can bring it on day 3, etc. El mandiomer kuan tashlumen derishon, but the mandiomer later on who says that all the subsequent days are all tashlumen for the first day, meaning they'll apply only to someone who could have been mekayim in the mitzvah on the first day, but failed to do so, so then akol asuyemai, the chigar b'yom rishon nispashet b'yom sheni won't be able to bring the karban chagiga or the olas real, I should say, on the second day or third day because he was out of the box, he was out of the picture on the first day, according to that mandiomer. So then we're still lacking an answer to our question: what is hakol? What is the sweeping language of hakol chayav and beria come to include? It can't include a chigar b'yom rishon nispashet b'yom sheni because he was pater on the first day. So my lasuye suma. It's coming to include someone who's only blind in one of his eyes. We said in the Mishnah that a suma, someone who's blind, is pater from aliyah or regel. Hakol is coming to say that if you're only blind in one eye, if you're only partially blind, then you still can bring a karbanos, you can still be mekayim in the mitzvah of aliyah or regel. Udolo ki aitana, and that is not consistent with the following Mandiomer, with the following opinion in a braisa, d'tanya, Yochanan ben Da'avai Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Suma ba'achas me'enav pater min ariyah shnemar yira'eh. So a suma in one of his eyes, someone is blind in one eye, according to this opinion, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is pater from aliyah l'regel. And we learn that from the pasuk yira'eh. The pasuk says, it's a Kriya Ksiv, right? It says it's Yira Yira'a. So Kader, and Yira means to see, Yira'a means to be seen. So we darshan that as follows: Kaderech Shaba Liros Kach Ba Leros. That just like you see, so too you are seen. Maliros bishtei enav, so too you are you see with two eyes, so too you are seen with two eyes. Tosos picks up on the fact that this is, the language kind of sounds flipped the other way. But the idea here is that just like you are seen, who is it that sees you? Hashem sees you, right? Leiros espnei ha'adon. It's Hashem sees you. Hashem seeing you, Hashem is not suma with two eyes. I mean, Hashem doesn't see, but kaviyachol, Hashem sees as if he sees with two eyes. So just like Hashem sees you with two eyes, so too you have to see with two eyes. In the same way that you are seen by Hashem with two eyes, so too you have to see, and that means with two eyes. Meaning that if you are a suma ba'achas me'enav, according to this drasha, you're pater min ha'ri'ya. So we who are saying that hakol is coming to include a suma in one eye, that you're chayiv in ri'ya, is obviously against the thrust of this brisa, against the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if you're a suma in one of your eyes, you're pater. Fine. And then the Gemara says, "Vibay sema," or you can possibly say, "Liolam kedamri meikara." Go back to our first answer, which was that hakol is coming to include mishechetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin. That's the person who we're saying is chayev in aliyah regel, someone who is a chetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin. Now, if you remember, we had a problem, and that problem was Ravina. Ravina on Daf Dalet says that in fact a chetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin is pater min ariyah. So how are you going to deal with that? Ravina, and that which you asked according to Ravina, lo kashya. That's not a problem. Kan b'mishnah rishona, kan k'mishnah rishona, kan k'mishnah achrona. One is Ravina. Ravina is describing the halacha in the earlier days, before they revised, before the Tanaim came to a different conclusion, as we'll see in a moment. Meaning there was a historical evolution in this very halacha as to whether a chetzio eved chetzio ben chorin is mekayim the mitzvah aliyah rega. How did that work? Let's see. Ditnan. We have a Mishnah that explains. Mishe chetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin oved es rabo yom echad v'asas mo yom echad divrei b'yisil. What's this guy supposed to do practically speaking? A chetzio eved chetzio ben chorin. He's in limbo, right? He's half free, half slave. So what should he do? So Beis Hillel says, very simply, switch off every other day. On Monday he'll work for his Eved, and on Tuesday he's off, and on Wednesday he works for his Adon, I should say, and then Thursday he's off. Every other day he works for, he's considered an Eved, and every other day he's considered a Ben Chorin. That's Beis Hillel. Amrulam Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, that's not a great solution to this problem. Takantem es rabo v'es atzmo lo takantem. So that works well for the adon, for the master. The master owns half a slave, so it makes sense. He will get the work done every other day. But as far as the personal liberation of the slave himself, he is half a slave, it's true, but he's also a half free person. And for him to be a half free person, he should get all the benefits of being a free person. And so one of the benefits of being a free person means that you can marry someone. And this poor guy, so it's true, he's off every other day. He gets to go to the fair or do whatever he wants every other day, but he still can't carry on a normal marital life. And so, takandem is rabo, the every other day working thing works well from the master's perspective, but from the slave's perspective, from this individual's perspective, it doesn't really work because he's not getting the full benefits of emancipation, of being a free person. He can't marry. Because what? Lisa shifcha ino yachol. He can't marry a shifcha because he's a ben chorin. Bas chorin eino yachol. He can't marry a free person because he's a half eved. He can't marry and get divorced every other day. It's not going to work either. We batel. Should we tell this poor guy to just not be married, not have kids? The world was created for a period of rivia. This guy is losing out on an essential aspect of life. Shnemar lo so bra la shavas yitzara. What?
What if he was married beforehand and sold himself into slavery?
It's interesting. The pasuk that they quote is not the pasuk of pru revu, that you should fulfill the mitzvah of pru revu by having kids, but it's lo so bra la shavas yitzara, talking about kind of living alone. So I think there's an aspect not just of being mekayim mitzvah pru revu at one time in your life, but there's a concept of living a life of perivervia, of reproduction, of having a mate and living in that way. And so this guy is missing out on that opportunity, And therefore, what Beis Hillel suggested doesn't work for Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says that's not a great idea to just have him work every other day and be free every other day, because it still doesn't solve the bigger problem of who he's supposed to marry. Ella, what does Beis Shammai say? Ella mipnei tikkun ha'olam kofin es rabo v'osa oso ben chorin. Rather, the Chazal made a takana, mipnei tikkun ha'olam, we force the master to free him, to free the slave aspect of him, and he becomes a full ben chorin. That's the best solution for this guy. V'kosev lo shtar achatzi damav, he writes a shtar shichwar for him to give him the freedom. And not only that, it says v'chazru Beis Hillel lahoros kedivrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel were convinced by the arguments of Beis Shammai, and they agreed with that. And even Beis Hillel, who said originally do it one day, or you know, switch off every other day, they agreed in the end like Beis Shammai. So how does this solve, or how does this address our issue? Rashi on Amud Aleph on the bottom points out that once a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin is in the status where the prescription for him is chayrus, we say to him, we say to his master, you're supposed to free this guy, you're supposed to give him a get shukhar and free the guy, so then it's as if he is already free. Right? That's his, avalakiyu meshukhar kfar v'chayev. And therefore he's already chayev in aliyah regel. Even in his current status of chatzi ben chorin, chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, since it's inevitable that in the next few days or next few weeks or next few months, the Adon is going to come around and free him. So he's already like a free person, and therefore he's already mechuyav in the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel. And so Ravina, who said that a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin is pater min ariyah, he was talking about what was the halach. He was interpreting the Mishnah, as we'll see later on in Daf Dalet. He was interpreting the Mishnah before Beis Hillel reversed their position. But once Beis Hillel reversed their position and agreed to Beis Shammai that the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin gets freed, then already he's as if he's freed, and he has that status, and he is Mekayim Mitzvah Aliyah Regel, and that's what Akol is coming to include, a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin.
Why don't we say why don't we wait a couple of years, he's going to go free at Shemitah?
This is not an Eved Ivri, this is an Eved Kanani. This is an Eved Kanani we're talking about, yeah. Yeah, so he's not going to go free at Shemitah, and okay. There's a fascinating Tosfos here. If you look, Lisa Shifchei Neyachal, the third Tosfos down, is analyzing this argument that this poor guy is in limbo, right? The Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, he can't marry a Shifcha. Tosfos says, what about a mamzer? Why doesn't he marry a mamzeres? Right? Why doesn't he marry a mamzeres? And he said, right, he should be able to marry a mamzeres, because a shifcha, I'm sorry, an eved is mutter to marry a mamzeres, and even a even the tzad cheres sheba should be able to marry a mamzeres, because shechur yamamzeri sharu lovo zebaze. Right, Evan Meshuchar is able to marry a mamzeres. Right, Evan Meshuchar is able to marry. So this person might be a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, but both aspects of it should be able to marry a mamzer. And fascinatingly, Tosfos answers that the reason why that's not a solution here is dahayesh lomar. If you look on the second wide line there, dahayesh lomar de'inglanu asakein. We don't want to increase the mamzerim. Even though it's technically mutter for this individual to marry a mamzer or a mamzeres, the offspring would be mamzerim. And so our encouraging of him to marry a mamzer or mamzeres would result in future mamzerim. This is very relevant to Halacha L'maisa. If you look in Evan HaEzer, in Shulchan Aruch, there are various categories of people who are able to marry mamzerim, right? For example, an Eved. Is allowed to, or Eved Meshuchra is able to marry a mamzer, right? But the problem is that the Vlad is mamzer. So in the Beis Shmuel, one of the Nosei Kelim, he points out that as a matter of normative halacha, even though it's true that this is mutter, we discourage this practice. We don't allow this person to marry a mamzer because shol harbos mamzerim b'Yisrael. We don't want there to be more mamzerim. And practically speaking, that plays out in real life. Okay, that's an interesting Tosfos that has actual practical ramifications. There's another fascinating Tosfos, two down. Do we have time to look at it? Yeah. So if you look two down from that, Kofinus Rabo is a chock full Tosfos. Right, so again, we said that we force the master to free the slave. So a question that you might ask is that Hamashachar Avdo over Ba'aseh. There's an essay in the Torah of We Olam Bahem Tavodu. The Pasuk says, Olam Bahem Tavodu. Once you own a slave, there's a mitzvah saseh to keep it as a slave, and it's actually an isra saseh, it's a prohibition that derives from this saseh, to free the slave. You're not supposed to free your slave. Leolam ba'em tavodu. And so here we're telling this master to free his slave. An Eved Kenani, correct, yes, an Eved Kenani. So Tosfos, if you look in the second line of this Tosfos, Kofinus Rabo, V'afa gavda amrinan hamashachar avdo over ba'asei, even though normally someone freeing your slave, you're over an asei. So why should you be able to do this? Why is the Gemara encouraging you to do this just to let this guy marry? So the Tosfos answers, Nichalon v'li'avid harav yisura zuta v'li'avid ha'eved yisura rabba. It's preferable for the master to do a small iser in order to prevent the Eved from doing a big Isser, meaning weighing the Isurim, Le'olam Ba'am Tavod, was just an Isser Asay, weighing that against Lo Sobro, Lo Sheves Yitzara, we'd much prefer the Eved to be able to get married. And so we'll tell the Adon to do a small mitzvah, a small Isser, to do a, in order to prevent the Eved from being over a big Isser. Kedam Rebbe Irvin, Bekperkol Ma'arvin. Okay, and then he says, "V'lo dami lahidrei Shabbos v'chi amrinan lo la'adam amod v'chatei b'shvil sheyizka chavercha." Then we have another concept in Chas that we generally don't tell someone to do a chait in order to benefit someone else. Right here, the Adon is doing a chait in a way by freeing the slave, not to benefit himself, but in order to benefit the slave. We have a general principle that we don't tell someone to do a chait in order to benefit someone else. The classic example of this is if someone takes a piece of dough on Shabbos and he slaps it against the side of the oven, and the it starts to bake. So that would be an Isser Afia. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Let's say I'm walking by, and I see this guy just did that, and I could go and grab it and pull it out of the oven, peel it off the wall, in order to save that guy from having committed an Avera. But by my doing so is over some sort of Isser Shabbos as well. But it's a smaller Isser Shabbos, right? So do we say that I should commit a smaller Isser Shabbos in order to save my friend from committing a big Isser Shabbos? And the answer, generally speaking, is no. We don't say, where it's going to hurt me in terms of my Averos.
Since when do we rate mitzvahs or sins?
Well, we certainly do mitzvah. We rate an Asay versus a Lav, an Isser Asay versus a Lav. We rate things, generally speaking, in terms of their punishments. If you are forced to choose between two mitzvos, one lav versus another lav, we'll rate them based on the level of punishment. We certainly distinguish between a drabanan and a deraisa. So we do distinguish between levels of mitzvos all the time. And so here too, we're gonna make that thing. So there we say you don't have to commit your smaller chait in order to free your friend from a bigger chait. The Tosa says the hasam poshea bedavar have. There we don't tell you to step in to save your friend because he did the wrong thing. So you don't have to take on yourself a avera in order to save your friend from an avera when he did the wrong thing. He's got to live with the consequences of his actions. As opposed to here this guy who was half Eved, half Ben Chorin, he didn't necessarily do anything wrong, so he was just ended up in this position. So we tell the Adon to chatei kedei sheyizka chavercha, you can do a small chait in order to save your slave from doing a big chait.
Is purim one of the seven mitzvot in the
Torah? I don't think it is, but this guy is already a half ben chorin.
But he's considered a.
And Evan Meshuchrar is basically considered like a Jew.
Like a convert. He's considered a half a Jew then.
He's considered half a Jew. Yeah.
Now you have the half Jew.
Is it the half Jew? Right, right. This is the half Jew in Halacha, right?
The half Jew that has the status of
right.
Marriage.
Only has habits.
And so once again, just to finish off the Tosos, because just to finish off the Tosos, he says Teda, and I'll prove to you that that's true, that you should, that we do have a concept of doing a small chait in order to save your friend from a big chait, where your friend didn't do something wrong, where he wasn't a posheya. What's the example from that? He quotes the Gemara in Pesachim, L'hakruv kohen achar tamid shel ben arbayim karbaros chaveru k'dei she'yochel karban Pesach l'erev. There are some people who are in a situation where they wouldn't be able to eat the karban Pesach until they bring a certain karban in order to get rid of their tumah. So let's say, for example, the kohen already... they already brought the tamid shel ben arbayim. He already brought the tamid that's brought at mincha time, right? So usually we say... usually we say that that should be the last one. That's the last one you bring. Right? Aleha Hashlem, I think is the pasuk, right? That's the last carbon of the day. But now this guy comes running into the, up the stairs of the base of Mikdash, and he says, I have to bring a carbon. I have to ask you, the Kohen, to bring a carbon for me in order to allow me to eat the carbon Pesach tonight, because otherwise I'm still in my tumah. And so we say, even though the Kohen would be over the Isra Aseh of Aleha Hashlem, of making the carbon tamid shel ben arbayim, the last carbon, we tell the kohen to do that in order to help his friend, in order to help the other Jew eat the carbon Pesach. So that's an example where the guy didn't necessarily do something wrong, and therefore we allow the one Jew to do a small chait in order to kadei kadei shiyiska chavercha, in order to allow the other Jew to benefit. Okay, back in the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara then said, Chutz mi cheresh shota v'katan. And we had said before, we're going to talk now specifically about what cheresh means. So the Gemara says, Katani cheresh dumya de shota v'katan. Ma shota v'katan d'lav b'nei dea, av cheresh d'lav bar dea. From context, says the Gemara, it seems like the cheresh we're talking about here is similar to a shota and a katan. That a shota and katan, they're pater from mitzvos, they're pater from alil or regel, because they don't have the intellectual capacity. They don't know what's going on. A shota doesn't know what's going on. A katan has not yet developed enough to know what's going on. That's why they're pater. And so presumably the cheresh we're talking about here is also someone who lacks the ability to understand what's going on, and that's why he's pater. V'kamash malan, and that comes to teach, kiditnan, consistent with the Mishnah, that generally speaking in Shas, when the Chachamim talked about a cheresh, it was talking about a deaf mute, someone who can't speak and he can't hear. Mm-hmm. Meaning he's, now nowadays with our educational system, we've come far away in treating even a deaf mute. And a deaf mute, Baruch Hashem, nowadays has the ability to kind of understand what's going on. But back then, in the old days, their education was very, very limited. And they would kind of put aside a deaf mute, and they were really didn't get the benefit of knowing. They ended up kind of ostracized in society, didn't know what was going on. And they were basically in the same category as a shota. They just were, you know, didn't know what was going on, completely out of the loop. And so therefore, the Mishnah says that a cheresh that we talk about throughout Shas is a deaf mute, because a deaf mute is someone who's eino sheino medaber. He's someone who doesn't know what's going on. So all this is consistent. The fact that he's listed with the shota and the katan just all demonstrates the fact that the cheresh we're talking about is a deaf mute, someone who doesn't know what's going on. That's the cheresh we're talking about. Ha medaber veino shomea. But if he's someone who is just deaf, but he can speak, and Rashi points out that someone who obviously was born with hearing, but then lost it, because that's how he would have been able to speak, shomea veino medaber, or someone who's able to hear, but he's just mute, chayev. The implication is that they are chayev in the mitzvah of aliyah regel. It's only a full-blown deaf mute that's pater from aliyah regel. Taninu adu taner abanan. And that we have another braisa that says the following: a medaber veino shomea zehu cheresh. Someone who speaks but can't hear, that's a cheresh. Not, it's confusing because the word cheresh is used for two categories here. Not the we've been saying that the cheresh is a deaf mute, but now this braisa is saying that someone who just speaks but can't hear—that's a cheresh. That's a, someone who's just deaf. Shomea veino medaber, someone who hears but can't speak. Zehu ilem—that's a mute. Zeh v'zeh harehin kepikrim kol devrayim, and either of those, both of those, are fully mechuyavim in mitzvos, they're like a pikeach, right? Because if you're only disabled in one of the two, then you're still okay. You're still considered in the parsha of doing mitzvos. And then that brisa continues. How do we know that those words apply to those categories? The pasuk in Tehillim says that a cheresh is someone who can't hear, and a ilam is someone who can't speak. Vibay seima. How do we know that the word ilam refers to someone who can't speak? That the word ilam comes from a notarika, and it's from a combination of the words ishtakim yuwe. His words were taken from him. He can't speak. So that's where we end off at the moment. But hold the thought for a moment, because that's not the final word on this issue. Where we are now is we're saying that when the Mishnah said that a cheresh is not mechuyav in the mitzvah of aliyah or regal, it's talking about a full-blown deaf mute. But if you can hear and not speak, or speak and not hear, you still are mechuyav in the mitzvah of aliyah or regal. That's what we say so far. But the Gemara is now going to continue. As we just said, Vatanya, we have a brisa that asks the following question: Medaber ve'eno shomea, someone who could speak and not hear, meaning a deaf. Shomea ve'eno medaber, someone who hears but can't speak, a mute. Putter is putter from aliyah l'regel. Amar avina v'itei rava. So now we're all over the place. We have brises that just indicated that it's only a full blown. A deaf mute that's pater from aliyah l'regel. Now we just quoted a brisa that says, no, even just a mute is pater from aliyah l'regel, or even just a person who can't hear is pater aliyah l'regel. So where are we? So Ravina, Vitem Rava, Rava or Ravina is going to come to save the day and to flesh everything out and to give us the final word. Chisuri mechs Ravachi Gatani. Here's what all these Mishnahs and all these brises meant to say. Here's the full version. Hakol chayav in beriya, ubesimcha. Everyone is chayav in aliyah l'regel, and in the simcha. Simcha means not just the mitzvah of the samachta bechagecha, being happy, but also the simcha, the mitzvah of shalmei simcha, of a special carbon simcha that you're supposed to bring. So everyone is chayav in the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. Everyone's chayav in the mitzvah of simcha. Chutz micheresh hamedaber veino shomea, shomea veino medaber. Except for someone who is either deaf or mute, meaning only partially, right? You can't hear or you can't see. Shapater min areiya. If you're in that code, if you're in either of those categories, now you're already pater min areiya. Against what we've been saying before. When our Mishnah said a cheresh is pater from aliyah l'regel, it meant to say even if you just can't hear or even if you just can't speak, you're pater from aliyah l'regel. But such a person, even though he's pater from aliyah l'regel, he's still chayev in shalmei simcha. But a classical cheresh, as we understand it throughout Shas, a deaf mute, v'shota v'katan, or for that matter, a shota, someone who's intellectually disabled, v'katan, someone's underage, so they are pater af min ha-simcha. They are pater even from Shalmei Simcha, just like they're pater from every other mitzvah in the Torah. So again, to review, the final word on this is that if you're a deaf mute, someone who can't hear and can't see, a classical cheresh in all of Shas, he's pater from everything, from aliyah l'regel, and he's pater from Shalmei Simcha. But if you can hear but not speak, or speak but not hear, you're only an ilam or a small ches cheresh, so then you are putter from aliyah l'regel for the reasons that we'll bring on Daf Gimel based on various psukim, but you're still chayav in the mitzvah of simcha because mitzvah of simcha, shalmei simcha, doesn't have a special treatment. It's like every other mitzvah, and a mute or a deaf with a small d is chayav in kol mitzvos. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa that says similar to this. Hakol chayavim beriya ubesimcha. To review once again, everyone's chayav in aliyah l'regel, everyone's chayav in shalmei simcha. Chutz micheresh hamedaber ve'eno shomea, shomea ve'eno medaber. except for a mute or a small cheresh, small ches cheresh, someone who could only not hear, shepetur min ariya, they are putter from alil regel, the afal pisha putter min ariya, chayev v'simcha. And even though they're putter from alil regel, they're chayev v'simcha. And then to round it out again, ve'ish she'eno lo shomev lo medaber, v'shomev v'katan, and a full-blown cheresh, who can't hear, can't speak, and a shota, someone who is intellectually disabled, v'katan, and a underage person is peturin af min asimcha, ho peturin mikol mitzvah samuris petora. They are pater from karban simcha, from the shami simcha, just like they are pater from all the mitzvos in the Torah. That's the summary.
Thank you.
Yeah.